from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It was cool. I mean, it not particularly significant, probably in the grand scheme of things, but if you're looking to get on board a young team, they're not going to do that every night. I wish they would. But hell, maybe they'll finish at 500.
Well, that'd be nice.
It's an injection into an otherwise morbid season, morbid second half of the season.
This is the, you know, when you want to see a young team come together, I don't know how much longer. Maybe this all fizzles out. You know, you turn into a pumpkin on Wednesday. I don't know. But I'm enjoying it right now. If I have to look at this team and say, we're just trying to identify core players, you know, right, moving from season to season and looking into the offseason, where do they need to look at if they're going to go free agency-wise and do they need to spend money on this position or that position? You know, this is the Scott Harris vision coming through right now because – I like the outfield when it's Parker Meadows, Riley Green, and Kerry Carpenter, and with Matt Fierling mixed in. I like that. I think I like Wenzel Perez when he's healthy to contribute to that. So do you need an outfielder? I mean, I suppose if one comes falling in your lap, if Juan Soto is like, I want to play for the Tigers, and you know the Tigers are, okay, we'll pick you up. But otherwise, it doesn't look like it. Then you look at the infield. And you're seeing Colt Keith. I feel pretty good. That's a core guy. They gave him the contract to solidify that. It's way too early on the other two guys on the left side of the infield.
Small sample size, but Jace Young's bat was awesome.
Jace Young looks like that's a guy. Like he absolutely can hit. I don't know if he can field third base. I don't know if he even saw him field a play. I think he had one diving play on
Saturday. It was a Saturday's game.
But it's,
which was great. Threw from his knees.
Hasn't had much to field just yet, but he's hit and he's had the at-bats. He's drawn several walks already, which is fun to see. But with Parker Meadows, I feel like, normally this is probably premature to do it.
Okay, but let's hear this. Sure you want to do this?
I'm ready to do it. I'm in. I'm buying in. I think he's a core guy. I recognize that he was like 7 for his first 74 at-bats this year, hitting .096, and they sent him down. But I saw something last year. I'm like, there's something there. And then he comes back up, plays 3 games. They win all 3 games. He's hitting well and then gets hurt again. Comes back, and he's hitting again. He doesn't look like any moment is too big for him. He's hitting righties. He's hitting lefties. He's hitting for power. He's got speed to burn. Which is fantastic. And of course, his defensive prowess is amazing. I'm buying in that's a core guy. You already got Riley Green. I got, you know, Parker Meadows. I feel strongly about Kerry Carpenter and Colt Keith. And they're starting to put these guys out there.
If you want to do big picture and why this could be important, do enough in the last month and a half to inspire them to make a move of significance in the offseason or two.
So these 6 weeks are very important for guys like Jace Young and Trey Sweeney, and very important for Spencer Torkelson, that he has to show that there's a reason that you're back here. We're believing in you. Go ahead and hit. Like, we know that you can hit. The strikeout rate at Toledo was alarming at north of 30%. But he also did damage when he hit the ball, which is not what he was doing when he was with the Tigers this season. So If he's going to strike out, great. You'll take a couple strikeouts a game. If he's going to have a couple of hits that are of damage worthy note, that, hey, here's a double, here's a triple. That's great. But it's a big 6 weeks. He has to be consistent throughout.
Don't forget, we'll go full in Lions talk today at 12:20. In the meantime, open lines back to your calls. Diane, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Diane.
Yeah. I was just thinking, great game yesterday. Enjoyed it very much, and I don't want to dampen your parade, but I have to be very honest. I'm kind of tired of watching AAA baseball. You know, there's no senior guys there, and sometimes I wonder, maybe Torkelson would have never had to be sent down if he had a JD or a Miggy to mentor him a little bit and give him some direction. But and they're fun, they're young, but you need a couple of senior players.
You're really right. I mean, if you're trying to win at a big time level, you're absolutely right, Diane. You need some veterans that are good and know what they're doing and likely to lead this team. And so that's why we said it's important to finish this season strong to justify aggressive offseason moves.
I really believe you got a JD because of Miggy.
JD Martinez was good because Miguel Cabrera was there to help.
Miggy mentored him and got him going. And I just think that's so valuable. It's so valuable to have two or three senior guys around. And that's my statement.
Thank you, Diane. Senior is an interesting term.
Senior is an interesting term.
Veteran established player, sure.
Experienced player?
Yeah, you need some experience. There's no doubt about it. Feedback coming in. Champ, the Tigers are beating the Yankees on the national primetime TV. Next one. Champ, the Tigers, chump Patrick Mahomes for lying and saying he did the behind-the-back pass because Kelsey ran the wrong route. It was 100% design. That's from Jamie in Ann Arbor.
Liar.
Next text, I have Mahomes fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I have not. Until this weekend.
Now it's here.
Yep. The around-the-back pass was...
I'm sure that's the last we've seen him.
We're going to do this... because we can. Get bent. From Scott, Champ Sionavaki, weapon. Chump, the schizophrenic weather. Rain, sun, rain, sun, rain. Messing with the Dream Cruise and postponing the NASCAR race at MIS. Couple of weather votes.
I got caught last night. I went grocery shopping. And as I'm in the checkout lane, all of a sudden you could hear the rain come down.
Yeah.
And I mean, heavy rain. So I, pay for my groceries, start to walk out, and me along with like eight other people are just waiting for the rain to kind of subside because you can see there's blue sky, but it is coming down in full force. And waited out for like 5 minutes and then it kind of lets up and sprint to the car and load it up. But I mean, it was like flash flood because the parking lot, all the water was rushing toward down, kind of downhill towards where my car was and towards the store. Unbelievable how much water there was. It wasn't just, oh, yeah, it's a little wet here. No, I mean like inches of water in a short amount of time.
Next text, Doug is acting like some heroic effort by these amazing young players. They had zero runs until two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Relax, my man. Okay. I'll take away my genuine enthusiasm for enjoying a game last night. My bad.
Where they beat the Yankees. They beat the Yankees. And frankly, they were only losing to the Yankees one.
Yeah. My fault.
That's all right, man. I understand.
My fault. I'll suppress my genuine emotion.
And they were losing to the Yankees because of, a pass ball by Jake Rogers.
Yeah.
That's why they were losing.
Actually, the funny thing was.
And the Tigers had a runner thrown out at home.
Yeah, you do see there were a couple plays that are little league. Pass ball runs is like half the runs when you're 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Walk, steal second, steal third, score on a wild pitch or pass ball. And then the drop pop-up, like these were.
Yes. And yet, despite the fact that they've made some mistakes last night, they came back, not once, but twice, and won the game.
If Mahomes throws the ball behind his back and the ball hits the ground for an incomplete pass, or is it a live fumble? By rule, is the arm going forward? What if he throws it to the ground to avoid a sack? Is it live, incomplete, or grounding? It's from Dave and Flint.
That's a great question.
Could that be a fumble?
And the NFL needs to address it.
Is around the back.
In light of the phenomenal play turned in by Patrick Mahomes, the NFL has determined that whatever benefits Patrick Mahomes is what will be called. Is that a fumble? No, that's an incomplete pass.
Jared Goff tries actually, it. That's a fumble.
Yeah.
Not you.
Actually, you. If the ball hits the ground, we'll call it a complete pass because he tried.
He tried.
He's amazing.
I mean, who tries that?
Champ ESPN for calling the behind the back pass the greatest play of all time. Champ Jake Bates for making the most clutch kick in the history of football.
That's from John.
Love it.
I like the way that they didn't give up. They had the fumbled exchange right at the 5 yard line where you're like, just kill some time. Hey, punch it in, be great. Kill some time, kick a field goal, leave them with not much left and just win. Preseason game, right? Mm-hmm. They don't. They fumble the exchange. And then the defense comes up, and of course, Kansas City makes some strange play decisions. But nonetheless, ball comes right back to the Lions. Great return from Williams and a couple other plays, move the ball further down the field. I mean, that's fun to watch. It didn't rattle Hendon Hooker, came right back out there, made up for the mistake. And led the team down to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.